It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast powered by Sharpologist.com. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Joe Borelli here for another fun-filled week. Man, I'm looking forward to going over some of the news we have today. It's a lot of exciting things going on in the wet shaving world. And boy, oh boy, I'm glad to be part of it. So guys, missed you the last 2 weeks. Good to be back again on our bi-monthly podcast. So check us out every other Wednesday. Don't forget. And let's get on with the show. So today we're going to discuss a few things. We have the Big Shave West to go over. Briefly, a great event, really exciting, a lot of things going on there. We, of course, have some of the latest wet shaving news. No products this week. I couldn't find too much on products, but you know what? We'll save that for next week. I'm sure I'll have some more there. We'll talk about advice giving. When is the time right to actually give advice, and what is the actual requirement? We'll have an open discussion about that. And a special announcement regarding our podcast. Once again, guys, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. So let's move right along to some news. So I'm sure a lot of you already know, but wet shaving has made it to television. That's right. We have made it to TV. And our very own Mark, a.k.a. Mantic 59, was featured in a shaving segment on the TV show The List. Now, in this segment, Mark discusses the differences between cartridge and conventional safety razors. Basically, what they go over is the cost differences between the cheap disposable cartridge, your premium Gillette 16-blade cartridge, and your conventional double-edged safety razor. Now, it's pretty cool to see that the traditional wet shaving way of doing this hobby is still the most cost-effective method, but I'm pretty sure most of us aren't really cost-effective with wet shaving. Let's be honest, we like razors, we like soaps, we like stuff. We are not saving money wet shaving, at least the most of us. And that's quite all right. So if you are one of those guys that is in wet shaving to save money, I am envious of you. I wish I could do the same thing, and I'm sure a lot of other guys are thinking the same thing themselves. So keep it up, hands down, but hats off, I'm sorry, and keep doing what you're doing because that's awesome. But a really interesting segment. I left the link in the show notes, so guys, just click on the link right in this area, part of the podcast, and you can and check it out. It's a few minutes long. It's really cool. What's really cool is the guy that's in there, the guy that's the host of the show. Well, I'm not gonna blow it for you, but he does something pretty funny at the end, so you'll see. So check it out, and you'll see Mantic 59, our very own Mark from the Sharpologist. Doing a brief little television tutorial, so it's really awesome. Okay, guys, let's talk about the Big Shave West. Now, the Big Shave West was a huge success from what I've seen. I really wish I could have attended. I could not make it this year. I'm on the other side of the country, and personal things just couldn't do it, but I'm going to definitely go to it next year. I'm not missing out on this. Unbelievable how many vendors were there. They had the panel discussion for the Wet Shaving Roundtable, which is, if you guys haven't checked that out, it's really cool. The Wet Shaving Roundtable is a weekly online streaming live show featuring some guys from wet shaving, and they just talk wet shaving, and there's some vendors on there, and they have some really interesting stuff, and it's really cool. It's on every Saturday, I think 6 p.m. Eastern time, so definitely check that out. So they were there doing a live discussion, panel discussion. You had vendors, and more vendors. I mean, I saw from the pictures every artisan seemed to be there. I mean, really cool. You had tons of artisans. and tons of producers. You had guy, you had Nathan Kark was making shaving brushes. You had other guys there, the Razor Emporium. They were repairing razors there and tuning them up. I mean, great. Every razor you could think of, anything that was rare was there. I mean, you could just, anything you could have find looked like, man, it looked like a great time. And the best part is the people. I mean, come on, let's be honest. There were a lot of great people there. I'm sure they had a blast. So, great. Great job, guys, with the Big Shave West 2. That was hosted by the Old Town Shaving Company in Pasadena, California. And guys, check them out. Check out the website. Check them out if you're in the area next year, because I'm sure it's just going to keep getting bigger. So awesome, awesome, awesome. So let's talk about some more news. We have some more news coming up. The Rockwell Razors. Now, we've discussed the Rockwell Razor Company a lot on the podcast. You know, these guys, two young guys, started a company of making safety razors, and they've done a great job. Let's be honest. Great job making some quality pieces of equipment. That being said, they've announced a brief delay of the release of the 6S to their customers. Now, the 6S is the new twist to open adjustable razor that was heavily campaigned on Kickstarter. These guys surpassed their goal 3 and 4 times over with a lot of backers, and they just the community just came out and really supported them. Now, for those of you who don't know, the 6S is a fully adjustable twist to open razor that's just like those typical classic Gillettes. Now, it's the first one of its kind that I've seen that's been out probably since the 80s, since the old twist-to-open Gillettes were still being produced. So, really, really cool. And, well, the guys over at Rockwell, they were unhappy with the way the razors turned out. And they're doing a brief delay of shipping them out. I think it's only about a month, maybe a little longer. But for the inconvenience, they are offering a complimentary 100 pack of blades. So listen, guys, if anything, you're getting some free blades out of it. And let's just be honest, these guys identified a problem, and they, instead of just sending it out and saying, oh, hopefully nobody will notice, they decided to recall it and just start over. And you know what? Hats down to them, because that's really a commendable thing to do. I mean, that's really awesome that they actually took the time and said, you know what? We want the right product. We don't want returns. We have our name. So definitely, you know, I know it's a little delay. I know everybody's waiting for them, but I think it's well worth the time. So check them out, rockwellrazors.com. I'm sure you'll get an announcement when your razor is coming in the very near future. Alright guys, so moving right along, we're going to talk about some meetups. Now, I'd like to add this to the podcast just to discuss the meetups. Now, I know discussed meetups coming up, we'll briefly go over them, and just to let the community know that there might be one in your town. Now guys, I joined a few groups because I was listening to a podcast, so I'd like to be the reason that you would meet up with people in your area. So every week we're going to discuss meetups, and we'll go over very briefly on the 4 or 5 that are coming up. All right? Easy, easy peasy. So we have Maggard Shaving is hosting a meetup on Saturday, May 14th, in their downtown Michigan location. Right now there are confirmed several vendors will be attending, and it looks like a really cool event. Definitely, you know, Maggard's is a great company. They have great stuff, so I would... If you're in the area, if you're in the downtown Michigan area, check them out. You know, check out the website and see if you want to go. Hey, looks like it's going to be a good time. We have a meetup coming up in the Kansas City meetup. Is scheduled for May 28th. And that looks like not too much information on that one yet, but when we get it, we will definitely put it on the podcast. You also have the Kentucky meetup, which is scheduled for the day after on May 29th. At Dennis and Vance's Barbershop in Richmond. So that looks pretty cool. Anything in a barbershop is always good. We have the Chicago meetup, which is scheduled for June 11th at the Carlton Hotel. And last but not least, we have the South Florida Wet Shavers. Their meetup is scheduled for June 25th in Sebring, Florida. Now, guys, if you're not familiar with Florida, it's a very big state. I live here, so I know. South Florida is a big portion of the state, but the South Florida Wet Shavers, these guys have members from basically from around Orlando, St. Augustine, area south. You know, they have members up in the northern mid part of the state. So instead of just doing a South Florida meetup every time in either Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, or Miami, they've decided to branch out a little bit. So Sebring is about 2 hours north of Palm Beach. So they'll be hosting a meetup there. And what's really cool is the Wet Shaving News podcast will be there because I will be there. So I will be recording live at the event. I will be interviewing some of the members there, some of the members of administration. I will be live streaming it as well. I think I'm going to do a YouTube event or possibly a Facebook event, but I'm not sure yet. I will let everybody know on the next podcast. But yeah, this will be the first time that the Wet Shaving News podcast is going out in the field. So looking really forward to doing a live stream and being out in the field to do a podcast. So really cool. Looking forward to it. Guys, if you're in South Florida, please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com and check out the Facebook group if you're interested in joining. And we'll see, you know, if you're in the area, if you don't have Facebook, send me an email. If you do have Facebook, check out the South Florida Wet Shavers. So moving right along with our cast today, we have a really cool article that I read. I read this article actually today, and I was really interested in it. Really, at first the title, I don't know, I was a little skeptical, but let me just explain it a little bit. The article is featured on www.shavingsecrets.com, and it features the 12 healthy reasons why you should try a straight razor. Man, I don't know if a straight razor is healthy, but then I read the article. The article is brief, it's not too long, but it features the health benefits and a brief tutorial on the straight razor. It also includes videos on how to sharpen and strop your straight razor, and they're pretty good. There's an enjoyable guide on the basics of straight razor use. It's a very brief guide on just how to use it, how to start it, about the parts of it. So, you know, excuse me, I'm just drinking some water. Check out this article. You know, really, it's not too long, but really check it out and just read it and see what you think. Because the title alone kind of turned me off, but when I started reading it, I really got interested, and I think that using a straight razor may be healthy, but you know what? Is it healthy? I don't know, but it's fun. So check out that article, shavingsecrets.com/shavingwithastraightrazor. Let me know what you think. Okay, guys, let's move on to the next segment, our weekly discussion part of the podcast. This is something new that I'll be doing. I've done it the last couple weeks, but I'd like to start doing a little discussion. We'll talk about, you know, stuff that's going on in the wet shaving world. So let's talk about advice giving. When are you ready to give advice? So guys, recently on the forums, I've been seeing a lot of guys, you know, giving advice to new members and really being out there and they're really, you know, really trying to help these guys out. But to what extent when some of these members have less time than the guys are giving advice to? So when do you think you're really ready to give advice? And I'm gonna tell you what I think. If a guy is giving advice on wet shaving, whether it be straight razor shaving, safety razor shaving, stropping, you know, buying soaps, even blooming soaps, using a shaving brush, I would think you would at least have well over 100 shaves down. And what I mean by this is a guy that's been straight razor shaving for 6-7 months, a year, they're not going to have the ability that the guy that's been doing it for 20 years or the guy that's been doing it for 30 years or even 1-2 years. You know, it. When I learned wet shave, it took me probably the first month to learn how to shave, right? After that, I thought I was a pro, and then it was about 6 months down the road where I realized I wasn't a pro, And today, after 6 years, I realize I'm still learning every single day, and I'm nowhere near a professional. So, guys, and the reason why I say this, I've been seeing a lot of this online, and I've been seeing a lot of guys give advice to guys that have just started out when they're still in the beginning stages. And all I'm saying is be careful with what you say, because those guys that are in the beginning stages giving the advice, they don't know what they're talking about. And the reason why they don't know what they're talking about is because they haven't experienced every scenario yet. Wet shaving is a way of life, really. It's not really a hobby. It's a hobby to most of us. But, you know, you see guys that buy 50, 60 soaps right off the bat. And they don't even know how their hair grows on their face. You don't even know how to shave yet. The best advice I've seen, and I've seen a lot of guys say this in many articles, is to use one soap, one blade, one brush for at least 30 days, the first 30 days, right? I would even go longer than that and go 90 days, and you'd probably be safe. So, and why do I say this? Why would you only use one soap? Because you have to learn the technique, and that's what's more important than anything else in wet shaving is technique. Now, I did a video recently on Facebook, I think it was, I don't remember, and it was about, you know, I heard these guys are buying all this expensive soaps, all this good stuff, and that's great, and it's a lot of fun, and I shaved with Barbasol. I used a straight razor and Barbasol, and there was really no difference in my shave. I mean, it was a good shave. It wasn't the greatest. I mean, I know the difference between a good soap and a bad one, but I could still shave. A lot of the guys there were, you know, I got a few comments saying, wow, that really opened my eyes up. How'd you do it? I said, it's all about technique. It's more on technique than the products you buy. So I know maybe some vendors out there are going to hate me for saying this, but stick to one soap, one brush, one razor for at least 30 days. Just like all the pros say, they're right. They're telling you the truth. As for giving advice, guys, wait at least a year before you say anything. And the reason being is, and I know you're going to want to, but you don't know what, you haven't been through every scenario. You haven't been through all the seasons. You haven't tried all the soaps, and then you don't even have to. You got to know what to do before you tell other people what to do, you know, and especially with honing. Honing a straight razor is a skill that takes years to perfect. You can't teach somebody how to hone a razor after 3 months or, you know, five razors. It takes hundreds of times to teach somebody. And that's why it's so important that the pros, you know, that you do send your razor to a pro as soon as you get it, when you start out, because they know what they're doing. They've done it. Trying to hone yourself or have somebody else that you know hone that hasn't been doing that long, you won't get the same effect as if you have somebody else hone it that knows what they're doing. So guys, you know, I know I'm ranting a little bit here, but it's just, I'm really concerned about the advice that some of our new members are getting out there, and hopefully they're not getting turned off right at the beginning because somebody that's only been doing it a few months longer than them is telling them what to do because they really don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, nothing but positive thoughts here, guys. And you know what? The guys that are doing that, hey, hats off to you as well. You're doing great. You're trying to help other members. But let the senior members step in first. Let the guys that have been doing it for many years step in and talk about advice and technique before you do. Because let me tell you, after 6 months to a year, you got a lot to learn. I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing 6 years. I still have a lot to learn. So guys, again, to back to the original question, advice giving, when are you ready to give it? When you've mastered the skill. When is that? Well, it could be years, could be weeks, could be months, but really, wait until you have at least a whole season, whole year of seasons. I would say at least a year before you're ready to give advice. So again, guys, thanks for listening to this, to my little rant. And it's not so much a rant, just I am concerned on what I've been seeing online. So keep it cool, keep it clean, and let's move on to our special announcement. So moving right along, guys. The Wet Shaving News Podcast is announcing that Andrew will be taking a little bit of a break from the show to pursue his career. So he's got a lot going on right now, professionally, personally. So he's going to take a few months off. and I will be completely taking over the podcast for a little while. He does have a little special surprise coming up in the future for us, and I'm sure he's going to be on the show periodically, but we really want to give him a definitely applause that he's really taking. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on with his career, and it's just nothing but positive thoughts to him. He's doing a great job over there, and you know, we're going to miss him over here weekly, but we understand. So Andrew, if you're listening, good luck to you. The Wet Shaving News Podcast, we're all going to miss you, but we look forward to hearing from you in the very near future. So thank you. And guys, well, that's all we have for the show this week. Remember, we are powered by SharpAdjust.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Nice. So I'd like to special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for the platform on his site. Andrew, our host, we wish you the best of luck, and especially all of you, our listeners. Guys, without you, we couldn't do this podcast, and that's why we look forward to doing it every week. So our next show will air on May 18th, 2016. And guys, if you, as always, please feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. with any question you may have regarding the podcast or stuff you'd like covered. Always open to suggestions, and I love to hear from you. So any ideas or anything like that, please email me. And I'd like to send you off with a happy shave, and have a great 2 weeks. Looking forward to seeing you again, guys. Bye-bye now.